Hi, this is Brian Adams. You're in the studio with myself and Redbeard.
Thank you, bud. By the mid-1980s, A&M Records could see that the convergence of music and television and film was happening in a big way. With their headquarters and world-class recording studio housed in Hollywood in the old Charlie Chaplin film lot, it was inevitable, and one of the biggest beneficiaries of this trend was Brian Adams.
You know, the fact that it's become an international success has a lot to do with the fact that I got involved in some film work.
Right.
I mean, if you imagine the music business to be the size of your thumbnail, then the film business is the size of your hand. You know, it's such an immense, it has branches to places you wouldn't even imagine. So everyone loves a movie. And so what happened is, you know, by being involved in that, I was able to play around the world. I mean, in places I could never have imagined. I mean, from everywhere from South Korea to the Philippines to Vietnam, the whole Asian area, to India, to the Middle East, to South Africa, into South America, around the world. And so when you talked earlier about the whole idea of being a small world, well, when you have to do 24-hour flights, let me tell you, man, it's a big world.
Does the medium of film, does that get into places in the world that even rock music doesn't?
Yes, it does. I love being involved in the film world because I think it's a great opportunity, again, to challenge myself musically. Every time I've done something in film, it's always been quite different, and it's brought out something else in my writing that I didn't know I could do. So I hope to do more of it. Yeah, I mean, we've been nominated 3 times for Academy Awards, so it's a good reason to stick with it.
Hi, this is Chris Cornell in the studio for Soundgarden's Super Unknown, in the studio with Redbeard.
With the advent of the 90s, American music morphed again from a new West Coast epicenter. But it was neither L.A. or San Francisco this time, but Seattle. True to their history of identifying and patiently nurturing young bands with potential, A&M Records signed the band Soundgarden, based on initial sales on the indie Sub Pop label. Here's Chris Cornell of Soundgarden.
I think we defined who he had been trying to be for years with Bad Motor Finger and with Super Unknown. I think a lot of people expected a follow-up as if Bad Motor Finger was our first effort, but we as a band had to reinvent ourselves, right? We had to become a new band, even though we were just really being discovered by most people. And so we really deconstructed, I think, how we had been working up to that point. And I looked at Super Unknown as kind of Soundgarden's first white album, in a sense, where we were sort of kind of all going in separate directions and taking music that we all liked separately and our own personal influences that didn't necessarily spill out into the other members, and bring these influences back into the band and then make that record. And it's scary for anyone in any band, no matter who they are, to play their other band members a song they wrote and sit down with them and say, here, I wrote this song. And especially if you really like it, it's the more you like it as the writer, I think the scarier it is, because you really might want that song on your record, or you really might believe in it. And music is such an intangible, and tastes in music, it's so hard to really define it. And, I think so for Super Unknown, I wrote some songs that weren't good, and I just had to get through that. I had to have the guts to like go through that whole process. And the last song that I wrote for it that I demoed was Black Hole Sun.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguises no one knows, has the face like come, wash away the rain.
Black Hole Sun is just one of the 60 songs on the 3-CD box set in celebration of the 50th anniversary of A&M Records. This is Redbeard in the studio, thanking all my guests and congratulating Herb Albert and Jerry Moss of A&M Records on its 50th anniversary. In the Studio is written and produced by yours truly, Redbeard, for Bearded Fish Productions. Copyright 2012, all rights reserved. Transcription by Jane Carpenter Brunet. Visit inthestudio.net.